Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The snow you might have been expecting today will not be joining us after all. Previously, the experts thought a weather system would deposit up to 6 inches of snow in parts of Massachusetts today, but that has changed. For an update on how the forecast switched gears this morning, we are joined by meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. So what happened? Yesterday's forecast set up to 6 inches on the Cape, 3 to 5 inches in Boston.
Well, there's an old adage, when in doubt, forecast drought. And that's what we've had so far in the greater Boston area. Every time that we forecast snow, it just does not want to do it. So this is another case as such, as low pressure. The main storm is developing now east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's going to wind up some 400 to 500 miles to the southeast of Cape Cod. So most of the action is going to be out over the ocean today. There'll be a little light snow in Boston. Some of the grassy areas will be dusted white. The big story behind the storm will be the wind and the cold.
Right. So a bit of cold weather is on the way?
I don't think it's going to be super cold, certainly not the cold we thought a few days ago. The core of the cold will stay north of us, but it'll be plenty cold for most of us tomorrow. We've been leading a charmed life weather-wise here for many months, and with tomorrow afternoon's air temperature about 25, 26, and a northwest wind blowing 20 to 35 miles an hour, that'll give you a wind chill of 5 to 10 above. A lot of folks will be complaining about the cold tomorrow afternoon.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Okay.
Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal, this is 90.9 WBUR.